Pa, big mistake. He's going into the alley. My boys should be coming right now.
Wow, are you seeing this one already?
No. It's a way. Do you do it? See? First of all, you set up a perimeter, right? You close off all the avenues of escape. It's like catching a mouse.
Hey, I've seen you with a mouse. Remember this?
Remember me beating the crap out of you? Oh, they got the bracelets on him. He ain't going nowhere.
Of course he's not going anywhere. The show's called Cops. It's fixed. You never see the bad guy getting away.
Let them get their own show. You see the way they ran that punk down?
You ever run like that?
I've been known to.
Yeah, when do you run?
When I have to.
Yeah. Last time you ran was when the wind took your balloon.
What are you saying, Raymond?
Nothing. Nothing.
You don't think I'd do this?
Come on, this is showbiz. This is 3 months of film and cut down to half an hour. What?
Want to go on a ride-along?
What?
A citizen's ride-along. Come on, big shot. Spend a shift in the back of my patrol car.
What? Drive around with you?
Mm-hmm, that's right. Put your ass where your mouth is.
Why would I want to...
You know what I mean. What's the matter? You scared?
I'm not scared. I'll go anytime.
How about tonight?
I can't go tonight.
Yeah, it's because you're scared.
All right, go ahead. I'll go. You set it up and I'll go.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
I'll check with my partner and we'll get you a vest.
What do you mean a vest?
Bulletproof vest.
Okay, fine. Fine, go ahead. Go right ahead. I'll check with my partner. Hey, Deb. Robin wants me to go with him on his patrol tonight, you know, and sit in the car where all the action is and wear a bulletproof vest. Okay?
Sure.
Bum, ba-dun, dun.
Doing? Close the refrigerator. Put that on a plate.
I don't want a plate. I just want a couple of bites.
That's disgusting. Sticking your fork in there. Now nobody else can eat it.
That's all it takes? This fork was in the ice cream, too.
Oh, hi, dear. You hungry? I'm sorry, I can't offer you lasagna or ice cream.
Or chocolate cake. No.
He's like an animal, marking his territory. Hey!
Come on, that was a compliment.
God, I wish this was the wrong house. Where's Robert?
He's going to work in a few minutes.
Yeah, I know, I'm going with him.
What?
Yeah.
Robert, you're taking Raymond to work with you?
Yeah, on a citizen ride-along.
No one discussed this with me. You're not going.
Oh,
Ray, your mommy won't let you go.
Yeah, I'm an adult, okay? I don't need a permission slip.
No, you do have to sign this release form. The department can't guarantee your protection.
I thought you were my protection.
No, he's not. Robbie, give me that. Oh, Frank, do something. Robert's putting Raymond in danger.
Danger? You want to know danger?
Here we go.
Frank Korea. They were firing at us with Kalashnikov rifles. Those things snap off 30 rounds a second. What are you two going to be doing? Sitting in a squad car with a thermos full of cocoa?
Actually, no. That increases the frequency of urination.
Any of this.
Come on, let's go, Raymond.
I'm ready.
Oh, Raymond, don't.
Mom, I'm going.
Robert, no. All right, then. Why only Raymond? Take Deborah and the kids, too. That way I'll lose my whole family in one night. At least take him.
Two-three, Sergeant. You get that 10-10?
I copy.
Sergeant, they call you Sergeant?
That's his rank. Sit back.
Sergeant, do they know you lick your Q-tips before you stick them in your ears?
Raymond, I copy the 10-10. Open warehouse door. Check that, okay?
Open door, yeah. Nobody even broke in. Good thing I'm wearing the vest. It could have been drafty.
We better drive by later. If it's open again, we'll call in a canine car and send in the Bow Wow. It's a police dog.
Oh, Bow Wow's a police dog. How do you crack that code?
That ain't funny. And you don't talk when we on the radio. Now sit back.
I told you, Raymond, it's important that you not interfere with police business.
But what police business? We driving around for 3 hours. I saw more action on my paper route.
All right.
Hey, maybe later we can climb a tree and save the meow meow.
That's enough, Raymond.
I'm starting to see what you mean about your little brother.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
What? What? What does he say?
Sit back. I'm not going to tell you again.
You just lost your tip. Nothing to do. I'm bored back here. At least run the siren a little. This vest is a little smelly. Hey, if you wash these with regular clothes, do they become bulletproof? Okay.
2-3, Sergeant.
2-3, Sergeant.
Got an emergency call. Patching it through.
All right. Emergency. You wanted action? Here we go.
Robbie, how's Raymond? Is he okay? I want to talk to Raymond.
Mom!
Give me the usual. I'm going to the ladies' room.
Why are we taking a break? What are we taking a break from?
How about a break from your mouth?
She seems nice.
Sit down, Raymond. Sit down.
All right.
I want to talk to you.
All right, but I have a right to a ginger ale. You know that.
Just stop it, okay?
What?
I'm sorry this is such a slow night for you.
No. There was that open door.
Enough, Raymond, okay? A slow night for you is a good night for me. You understand? You have no idea what this job entails. And your attitude is an insult to me, my partner, and every other cop on the force.
Oh, relax, Robert. I'm joking here. That's
yeah, cool. Yeah, right. Yeah, they're just little jokes, right? I'm one big joke to you.
Oh.
My height, my little quirks, the year I had an afro.
Come on, that was funny.
It was the style then, man.
Right. Come on, relax.
You guys gonna order or can I grab a smoke?
All right. Come on, what do you want to eat? I'm buying.
I'm not hungry.
No, come on, I'll buy for Judy, too. What does she eat, little kids?
You just can't stop, can you?
Look, when you're ready, I'm out back.
Put all the bills in the bag.
Robert.
What?
Over there.
Hurry it up.
Get down.
Come on, old man, it'll...
Huh?
Keep your hand right.
Get down.
Robert... I left my vest in the car.
And whatever happens, stay down.
Hurry it up.
What? No, wait. Call the police.
Shh. Come on, let's go. Hurry up. Come on.
Get on this stuff and get your hands behind your back. Behind your back. You
can
do anything, huh?
Do
anything? Everybody okay? Nemo, you all right?
Yeah.
How we doing, huh? Where's guy?
What happened here?
Well, we got a temp 30. Better check outside. You all right, Nemo?
Yeah.
No getaway car. Got no friends.
It's all right, we'll give him a ride. Get him out of here.
I'll radio it in.
Come on, Ray, you can ride up front. Come on, what are you looking at?
What time is it?
What are you doing? Why are you lying there like that? Take your clothes off.
Well, I'm not in the mood.
What are you talking about? Hey, how was the ride along?
It was very boring. Followed by a short period of terrifying.
What do you mean? What happened?
We went into Nemo's for a break, and a guy came in with a gun.
My God, what do you mean a gun?
A gun. The thing they use to rob things.
What are you doing with a gun?
Nothing. I didn't have the gun.
I mean, near a gun. Who told you to go out and be with guns?
You did.
I did not. I said you could ride in the back of Robert's police car. I never said you should get out of the car.
I'm okay.
You're an idiot.
I need my vest again.
Oh, God, how did this happen? What happened?
Nothing, because Robert stopped the guy. And then we took him to the station, and then Robert booked him and printed him, and then I told Robert I had to throw up, and Judy took me home.
How is Robert?
He's fine. I've never seen him like that. He just took control. It's like one minute he's my brother who eats like this, and the next minute he's like this cop.
Why? What did he do?
I don't know. It happened so fast. I don't know exactly, and my view was a little obstructed by the table leg.
Were you scared?
A little.
Oh.
Yeah, but Robert, was not.
Well, that's his job. I mean.
I know, but I couldn't do that. I mean, what's the most dangerous thing I do? I let the kids jump on me without wearing a cup. Robert, he's really.
You're proud of him.
Well, he's like a hero. And everybody's always making a big fuss about what I do just because I have some column. Robert's the one whose name should be in the paper.
Did you tell him that?
You know what? I'm going to do better than that.
Who are you calling?
Hold on. Hey, Max. Yeah, it's Ray. Listen, you didn't put the paper to bed yet, did you? Okay, great. I got a great story. I went with my brother on this police ride-along. Yeah, the big guy. Yeah, the chin toucher. Yeah, listen. Listen, you're not going to believe what happened.
Oh, honey, what are you doing?
I'm cutting Molly's hair.
Oh, no, sweetie. If you cut a doll's hair, it doesn't grow back. Only people hair grows back.
Oh. Jeffrey!
No, sweetie. Sweetie, no, that's okay. Just cut the doll's hair. Oh, here. See, you missed a spot.
Hey.
Hey. Is the article in there?
Can't find it. Oh, no.
What, they didn't print it?
Look at that.
That's you.
I know. That's a picture of me. Why?
Newsday's own Ray Barone survives pizza holdup. I thought it was supposed to be about Robert.
It was! Sports columnist Ray Barone on a citizen ride-along narrowly escaped gunplay when an armed robber, blah, 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 blah!
Does it mention him at all?
Police apprehended the suspect. That police, they didn't mention him.
He's police.
Oh, no, what did they
do? Maybe Robert won't read the paper today.
He's Robert. He reads it every day. He reads it, he taps his chin 12 times with it, and he reads it again. Hey, Robert. Oh, you read the paper.
I only wish I didn't have to read it again. Newsday's own Ray Barone.
Okay, let me explain.
No need.
Listen, the reason I called the paper...
The reason, Raymond? I think I know the reason. It's called self-promotion.
What? No.
What's the matter, Raymond, huh? Sports section isn't enough anymore?
Oh, come on.
You have to be all over the paper.
Robert.
Why don't you hop on the subway? Make the travel section.
All right, come on.
How about the food section? Newsday's own Ray Barone enjoys salami sandwich. I'll tell you what, I'll give you change for a dollar. You can make the financial pages. Ray Barone converts paper into coin.
Are you through?
Yes. Unless you're going to be changing your clothes today.
Robert, I'm sorry.
Fashion pages.
I get it, Robert.
Why are people talking? It's 8 in the morning. No talking before 9.
Oh, good, Raymond, you're back. You're hungry?
No, thanks, Mom.
So how was it?
Here, you can read about it in the paper.
No, what? Give me... Come on, Robert.
No way. What is that? Newsday's own Ray Barone survives guns.
Listen, the point was that...
What did you do to your brother?
What? What happened?
Nothing happened.
Nemos was robbed and Raymond was there. I knew that something would happen to him.
What happened to him? He's standing here. He's fine. Let's celebrate with the making of some eggs.
Yes, I'm okay, because Robert...
Oh, how could you do that to your brother?
No, Ma, you don't understand.
He could have been killed.
Ma, you don't understand.
Be quiet. What business do you have getting involved in something like that with your brother there? He's gentle.
Police business, Mom? My job?
Oh, stop with the excuses. No more tag-arounds.
It's a ride along, Mom. Okay? And you don't have to worry anymore, because it'll never happen again. Gentle Raymond can stay as far away from me as possible.
Come on. Robert!
All right, good. All right, you must be upset, sweetie. I'll make you some oatmeal. That'll settle your stomach.
Who the hell voted for oatmeal?
Hey, forget the oatmeal. Why are you doing that to him?
Do what?
You act like it's nothing what he does. He stopped an armed robbery last night. I didn't do anything. I had to throw up.
He threw up? You should have some dry toast.
You stop! Robert's the one you should be worried about. Are you listening to me, Ma? He's the one who's out there every day. He's the one who's risking his life.
I know what he does. I don't need to think about it.
Okay, I wanted you to know.
Enough! Your mother doesn't like to think about it. Now you made me forget. What is it, oatmeal or eggs, Marie? Let's go.
Okay.
Come on.
Excuse me.
You taking Chomsky for a walk?
Yep.
Hey, maybe I'll go with you.
Well, you better check with your mama.
Come on, Robin, wait up.
It's cold. You two, button your coats.
So?
Yeah?
You always walk them this early?
I gotta get them to the park before the other dogs.
Why, he fights?
Shy bladder.
Listen, the newspaper thing, it was supposed to be about you. You know, I told...
No. Listen, I know how that stuff works. You work for the paper, people know who you are. You're the important part.
No, you were the important part.
All right. Listen, I'm fine with it, okay? Doesn't matter to me what people think.
I know. I'm glad I saw that, though, because you were... something.
Thanks. Want to go again tonight?
nuts.
Well, how about to the park?
Yeah, okay, park, okay. You gonna button your coat?
Nah,
me neither.
You couldn't listen to your mother. Next time I say button your coats, maybe you'll button your coats. And no more cops, that's not entertainment.